Hallelujah. Somebody say that is who he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to make your way back to your seats, please. You're going to give me about 20 minutes, and then we're going to do this pretty much over again, okay? Because I feel the Spirit of God is in this place, and he wants to do amazing things. He's going to continue to do amazing things. Amen? Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. How many of you guys are excited about what our Father's doing in this place? Amen. Praise God. I do want to say this. I'm going to start off. I want to say this is my favorite week of the year. I'm just going to be real with you. I call this my sportscation because it's the only vacation I get all year long. And a lot happens every year at this time. A lot happens every year at this time, and I want you to know it's going to continue to happen. Amen. Everybody take a deep breath. Check this out. I'm going to see where you're at. I'm going to keep you awake tonight. How many of you guys remembered what I preached on last year? Go ahead. That's right. Go ahead, Chloe. Go ahead, right there. Yes. Who else? There's a title. Chloe was close. Go ahead.
No, I don't remember the title.
Oh, anyone else? It was called Balls Up, Son. This one. Hey, listen. This is gonna be Balls Up, Son 2.0. But listen. Okay, I don't need any booing. All right. So listen. I do want to say this. If you know, you know. But check out my shirt. What's it say? The floor is lava. No one knows. Come on. A bunch of wimps in here. You were about to do it. Let's try it again. The floor is lava. Very good. You know, you know. So listen, I want to do something that's going to introduce us through the rest of the message tonight. How many of you guys ever have watched an NFL football game? Anybody? How many of you guys have ever been to a high school football game? That's probably even a better. Okay, what happens in a high school football game right before the team comes out? Do you guys know? Okay, here, let me just paint this experience for you. Yes, what did you just do? Do it. There's people on both sides doing this, right? And the football team runs through as they cheer them on, correct? Anyone ever seen that? All right. Has anyone ever saw that and thought, man, I wish I could go through that tunnel? Anybody? You did? Hey, if you have, stand up right now. No, listen. If you've ever thought, man, I wish I could go through that tunnel, stand up right now. It's okay. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6. All right, so all of you guys that stood up, come right up front here, please. Listen. Okay, I want you guys all the way over there. Check this out. Go ahead. Where is he? Right there, yes. Praise the Lord. Yeah, if you ever wanted to go through that tunnel, and here's what happens. Let me just really explain, because you've probably never experienced it. And most of you guys may have never experienced that, but it's to encourage the team, but as they go through, Bruce will tell you this, because he's been around it. As they go through, they cheer them on, and then the football coach goes to certain players and tells them how good they are and tells them their plans. So the defensive coach goes to the head, the one there. The quarterback coach goes and says, hey, you know the plays. We practiced all week, and you're going to do amazing. Right, Bruce? Pretty much that's what goes on. Okay? That's pretty cool, right? All right, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to give these guys who have never gone through one of those tunnels that experience right now. So I want everyone else, one on that side, people on that side, some people on this side going like this. Come on, hurry up. Yep, hurry up. Let's do this. And I'm going to introduce them. Check this out. This is pretty cool. All right. Yeah. So listen up. These guys are your team. They're going to lead you to the championship. How many of you guys? So these guys, let's get pumped. Go, who, come on. Who. All right. You guys cheer them on as we go through. Come on. Yeah, good job. Take your seats. That was awesome. Man, I'm telling you something. That does something for people, right? That gets you ready. That gets you ready to play. That gets you pumped up, ready for action. Okay? All right. So, I just wanted to do that. I thought that was awesome. I knew some people in here have probably never experienced that, and I wanted them to do that and see how cool that was. And you're like, oh, we just worship God, and we were all spiritual, and now you just made it goofy, Gene. Well, you're welcome. At least I didn't talk about poop. All right, so listen up. This young lady right here, where's the young lady that gave her heart to Jesus tonight?
Miranda.
Where's she at? Miranda. All right. Awesome. Give her a hand. That's awesome. I'm going to share something with you. You can go ahead and sit down. But I want everyone to listen. Okay? Miranda, I don't care what you've ever done in your life, and neither does Jesus. I don't care what you'll ever do from this point on, and neither does Jesus. Okay? You're saved now, and even if you mess up tomorrow, which you may, you're still going to be saved. You're a child of God regardless of what you've done or ever will do. Amen?
Amen.
Does anyone in here not understand that? Let me tell you something. Paul, I know you do because you love Jesus. Okay? But listen. So many times we've talked about shame. Man, when I walked onto this campground, I felt exactly what they felt. Man, you guys need to let go of that shame if you haven't. Okay? You mess up. You're human, but you're still a child of God.
Come on.
Do you hear me? You're a child of God and He loves you. My kids mess up. Guess what? They're still my children. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you this. How many of you guys have ever hurt someone and went to him and said, man, you know you really hurt him, and you apologized more than five times to him. Anyone ever done that? Right. Let me tell you something. You only have to do that once to Jesus. Okay? He actually already did. He already knew you were sorry before you ever said that. Okay? But you don't have to. That's a mental thing. If I say I forgive you, guess what? I forgive you. Go on with your life. Okay? Go on with your life. We hold that stuff holds us up, and it brings bondage to our life. Okay, you mess up to someone, and you ask them for forgiveness, and they say yes. Guess what? You just move on.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, unfortunately, they may come back and remind you what you did. Okay? They may get hurt, or they may get mad at you and say, oh, you remember when you did this? There's someone else that does that. His name's the devil, right? Okay? He'll come back, and let me tell you this. The devil, how many of you guys know the game Two Truths and a Lie? Okay, we're going to do that right now. Okay? And I'm just making these up as I go, because I'm not very good at lying. No, just kidding. I'm pretty good. All right. Number one. Okay. I've thrown in an axe throwing tournament. Number two, I've thrown the first pitch out at a Royals baseball game. And number three, God, I gotta think of one. Number three, I played one game of semi-pro football. Wait, no, just kidding. I played two games of semi-pro football. All right, which one do you think is a lie? Go ahead.
The third one.
The third one? The second one, which was? The throw the first pitch. How many got? Go ahead. The second one? Third? All right. Well, yeah, you're right. I've never played two games of football, but I did throw out the... I lied twice. I didn't do that neither, suckers. Okay, but listen to this. Here's how the devil does it. Let me just share with you, okay? All right? And I'm going to do a couple different, but I wrote this one down. It says, you failed on that test. That's one lie. That's the truth. You may fail on a test, right? How many of you guys know that could be a truth? And then he'll say, you're failing this class, right? That may be true, but he brings that into your mind. And then he says this, you're a failure. That's the lie, right? That's the lie. Okay? He may say, you messed up. You've had premarital sex, and you're a whore. Which one of those are the lie? I mean, seriously, if you've done that, right? That's how he'll sneak those little things in. You're not a whore, right? You may have messed up. Okay? Listen to this one. You've lied. You never tell the truth, and you're going to hell. Which one's a lie? The third one. Yeah, you may have lied. That may be true. You may have messed up. That's true. But it's false. You're not going to hell. Makes sense? So he does that over and over. He sneaks those little things in. So he does that with our salvation too. Okay? Do you hear that? He'll tell you eventually, you've walked too far away from God. You've messed up too much. He doesn't love you anymore. How many of you guys know that's a lie? Okay? That's a lie. Now, I'm going to share something pretty cool with you. Listen to this. God wants you to expect amazing things out of him, but he wants you to expect you to do amazing things. Let me ask you this. I've loved this camp so far because a couple reasons. Everyone's really getting into our games. I love that. Okay? Because some years you never know, and some years there's fuddy-duddies. Okay? But so far, you're really getting into the games. But also love this. The dorm inspections. Today was the first day of dorm inspections, but before I even started dorm inspections, how many of you guys expected me to do crazy things? Right? Some of you guys even came up to me and said, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me today? Right? But on the other turn, you're like, what can I do to him? Yeah. How many of you guys have ever thought of that? A bunch of you today. But listen. That's the same expectation you should have every day you wake up about God. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But what can I do for you? What can you do through me? Do you hear me? You guys probably think are more worried about what I'm going to do to you than what you can do for God. Think about it. If you're more worried about what I'm going to do to you than what you're going to do for God, that's not cool. Let's just be real. But let me flip it another way. How many of you guys are more worried about what the devil is going to do to you than what you can do for God? Yeah, it's true. We put ourselves in that situation. But I want you to put yourself in the mentality of, today's a new day, I'm a child of God, and I'm going to do great and mighty things for our Savior and for this world. Amen? Amen. So here's the cool thing. In this last year, and I'm not bragging, I don't even know how it happens, okay? Okay? But I get to do, with my job, I get to do camp at least 5 days a week, every day. Because I have an axe throwing facility, and now I have another facility where it's just full of games, and people come in, and I get to love on them and laugh with them and make sure they have a good time. I'm living a great life right now, okay? And I'm not bragging. It just happened, okay? All right, but I do want to say this. I enjoy throwing axes, and I want to put this to something. Guys, my goal, how many of you guys know we all have to have a goal? I didn't plan on this happening, but my goal as an axe thrower right now is to become the best axe thrower in the world. Our youth group knows that, right? Okay, we've talked about that. And how am I going to become the best axe thrower in the world? Practice. Practice one or two times a week, or practice every day a couple times?
Every single day,
multiple times. How many of you guys know this? I'm going to show you something. I'm not the best axe thrower in the world right now, okay? The last I checked, I'm 172nd in the world out of 9,000, okay? Pretty good, but there's other people I've got to be the best, right? How many of you guys know this? To be the best, you got to beat the best. I personally want to be that person where they fear to come against me. They're like, oh, crap, I've got to go against Gene, okay? But listen to this. Listen to this. I'm going to show you something. Ooh, that was great. So our bullseyes are right here. You see that? Can you guys see that big bullseye? Okay, that's our big bullseye. You guys see that? That's our bullseye. It's an inch around from one side to another. Not very big, right? Okay, but guess what I practice as my bullseye? Can you see that? Barely. I practiced on that. Why? Because if I continue just to throw at this, I'll hit it. But if I continue to throw at this and practice at that, I'll have no problem hitting this, right? Simple. With my eyes closed. Guys, you guys all have gifts. I saw some gifts happening here. What if you guys practiced that every day of your life? Think about it. You guys had some amazing worship. What if you guys did that every day of your life? What's stopping you? Oh, we don't have chaotic resemblance every morning to come and worship with us, lead us in worship. Nope, you don't. But you still have a father and you have a voice. Amen? You can do it. Do I do that? No, I don't. But we can. What's stopping us from being the best of us? Okay, I will one day become the best. I will be number one. I don't know how long it'll take, but I will be number one. But it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of practice. But eventually, if I work hard enough, and I'm not talking about works, what Michael say, good works. If I go at it hard enough, I will be there. Amen? How many of you guys believe that? You should. Okay, I told you 20 minutes, and I'm almost there. So listen up. Listen very closely. I am one to challenge. I'm a coach by heart. Okay, I'm one to challenge you, and we're going to do that tonight. Okay? Listen up. You guys that were over here, pretty amazing, right? Some of you guys saw what was going on. If you didn't see what was going on over here, you should have. Okay? How many guys, there's a couple different types of people in here. Some of you guys might be like, that was awesome. All right? And the people that were thinking, or probably thinking, man, that was awesome, were the people that were there. Right? Okay? And then there's some of you guys might be like, man, I could do that, but I'm too tired to do it. And I've got my boyfriend next to me, and I don't want to look like an idiot. Right? Be honest. Some of you guys may have been like that. And there's a third type. A third type of person in here would be like, I don't even know what they were doing. I've never seen it before, and it kind of scares me. Right? Let's be real. There's three types of us in here. Okay? And I get it. I've been every type that there is. But the best type is to be right there. Okay? The best type is when you're in the presence of God and you don't care what's going on. All you're doing is wanting more of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So listen, that was just 20 minutes ago. Just because I got up here to talk and to share this, that no matter what she does, she's saved. She's got a Heavenly Father that loves her that much, that gave her Son to die on the cross. But listen to this. He also wants you to know this. He also wants you to know this, that you're made for greatness. I'm made for greatness. You're made for greatness. And number three, listen up. If you want what was going on up there, I set you guys up. I'm just going to be real. We did that tunnel because some of you guys, if I said, oh, let's do a prayer tunnel, some of you guys would be like, oh my gosh, not again this year. Right? And some of you guys might be like, I don't even know what that is. It's exactly what we just did up here. Okay? It's leaders, it's fans of you cheering you on, encouraging you before you go out on the field. Right? That's what we did. And that's what a prayer tunnel is. Now, some people here are coaches. I'm not talking about a football coach. Some people here are prophets. Or some people here hear from Jesus. And when you're going through, they hear something and say, I want you to tell this quarterback that he's doing great and you've got a bright future ahead and here's how you're going to get there. Does that make sense? Some of you guys are those people. Right? And some of you guys are just people to encourage people, and that's okay. One of the biggest faults I have in my job is this. I take over. I don't ever think anyone does as good of a job as I do because they don't. Okay? No, just kidding. But listen, I do. I take over. If Beth's in there and I come over, she's got this group. She's chilling with them, doing a good job, and I come in, I'm like, man, I'm gonna have more fun. They're not having enough fun. I'm gonna make sure they're gonna have enough fun. I take over and Beth's like, what was wrong with what I did? No, just kidding. Okay? Or in the other places, I'm not great with Nerf guns, but when people are about to go into our glow in the dark Nerf war field, yeah, we've got one. And our teenage people are like, they're supposed to explain how the guns are supposed to go. And that's their job to do it. And I just come over here and I'm like, but this one's my favorite because, right? Probably because it's simple and I'm simple and I'm horrible at them. Okay? But I do that. And I look at, so I have to step back and say, yeah, I may have done this before and I may think I'm better, but I need these people to do their job. Does that make sense? Right? So I say that to say this. We've got some great prophets, great teachers sitting in the back rows. And they could do what we're about to do, but I don't want them to be the ones doing it. Because we're raising up the generation to go out and do that. Okay? They're going to be better. I'm not going to lie. They could probably do it better. You know, they're more seasoned. But guess what? Until I step back and just let these people do their job, they're never going to be as good as they're supposed to be, right? I'm keeping them back from being the best they can be. Will they fail? Absolutely. They're going to mess up. They're going to say a word wrong. They're not going to do something right. They're not going to make sure that person's having as much fun as if I was there. But guess what? They'll learn from their mistakes. Amen? And that's what we're going to do tonight. So if you were in this circle over here and you feel, man, I'm that guy. All I'm asking you guys is to be led by the Spirit. Have that boldness. And here in a second, you're going to come up here and form that encouragement tunnel. I call it a pre-game tunnel. Okay? Because that's what we're doing, pre-gaming. If you're in the prophecy class that's going on here, and you want to give that a try tonight, man, No better place to do it than with your friends. Are your friends going to say, no, you are wrong, you suck, I don't think that's what God has for me? No, they're not. Okay? This is your chance. It's your time. It's go time, right? It's time to balls up, son, right? In a spiritual way.